USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is not happy with the World Health Organization.
We shouldn't pretend that because some organization has health in its title, that it's actually capable of delivering the outcomes that we need.
The Secretary of State also discusses China's response and transparency in the early days of the virus.
The world hasn't gained access to the VIV, the Virology Institute there. We don't know precisely where this virus originated from.
The coronavirus pandemic is also impacting home sales. The National Association of Realtors reported on Wednesday that pending home sales dropped nearly 21% in March. That's the lowest level since 2011. And Boeing is planning to slash production and staff by 10% after massive first quarter losses due to the virus. This is USA Radio News.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The Fed Reserve Board will keep interest rates near zero during the coronavirus pandemic. Following this week's Federal Open Market Committee meeting, the central bank said they would maintain the current interest rate target between 0% and 2.5%. 2 years later, the National Transportation Safety Board releases a report on a duck boat tragedy in Branson, Missouri. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the story.
The sinking of the boat on Table Rock Lake killed 17 people. The NTSB says blame for the July 2018 incident is shared between the boat's owner, Ripley Entertainment, and the U.S. Coast Guard. Ripley is blamed for letting the vessel on the water despite a severe thunderstorm warning that was issued well before it set off, while the Coast Guard blame is for not mandating design changes to duck boats after a similar deadly incident in 1999 in Arkansas. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Senator Marco Rubio of Florida says he will be willing to subpoena companies as a panel he chairs prepares to conduct oversight of a small business aid program created by last month's $2.2 trillion coronavirus package. As the SBA continues to qualify people for those small loans, the Republican senator also tells Fox News why things seem to be a little bit slower this go-around with the money.
Yeah, to recall in the first round, the complaint everybody, this couple of the criticisms that we saw in the press and from others is, why did some states get more than others per capita? And some people saying, look, the big banks took a lot of the loans up. So the second round, the SBA said, okay, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to pace it. We're only going to process, you know, X number of applications per hour per lender. No lender can have more than X number of applications per hour. That slows it down. You know, it's just going to slow the system down as a result of it. So it's almost a game of damned if you do, damned if you don't, you know. And, yeah, the program has problems. There's no doubt about it. Because anything this size that happened this fast is going to have problems. But it remains the single most successful part of the entire CARES Act. It is when it's all said and done after the second round, I think it will have saved or preserved upwards of 60 to 65 million jobs. That's a lot of it. That's close to 35-40% of all the employment in America. That's a huge achievement.
For more news, you can find us online at usaradio.com or check us out on Facebook as well at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.